This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's find out who we have the most faith in tonight.
Today's best bets.
Chelsea, I believe the past couple of nights you have handed out some winners, so let's get one more headed into the weekend.
Yeah, let's head out west. I'm going to take Air Force plus 11.5 against Nevada. I think this is the perfect spot to sell high on a really good Nevada team, because look at their last three games. They have two wins over ranked opponents, and one of those coming in double overtime against number 25 New Mexico. And then they're coming off a game that was probably their biggest win of the entire season. I think this is a good letdown spot for Nevada. You're telling me that they need to cover a almost 12-point spread against an Air Force team that already has played them close this year. Last time around, they lost by 6. So, yes, this is a home game for Nevada, but it's a tough stretch. Looking at those three games, I think that Nevada is due for a little bit of a letdown. I'm not saying that they lose outright, but I think when you play three straight high-intensity games, that double overtime win, a four-point loss to in-state rival UNLV, and then your biggest win of the season over San Diego State, number 22 team in the land, I think it's a letdown spot. So let's go Air Force plus 11.5 at Nevada.
Okay, I'm going to do a couple of NBA picks, which have not gone my way recently. Got a win in the college hardwood last night, so maybe we can get some luck here in the NBA. And I'm starting with, oh my God, am I actually betting on the Charlotte Hornets? Yes, I am. Why? Because they're in Detroit tonight. Why are the Pistons 8.5 favorite? This makes me a little nervous, but yeah, it's a garbage game. I think you have to lean Charlotte just because they have started to turn things around with LaMelo Ball back in the lineup, 5-2. In their last seven games against the spread, while Detroit is 0-5 against the number in their last five home games, they lose by an average of more than 6 points per. I think the reason why that the Pistons are favored here is that this is the back end of a back-to-back for Charlotte. I don't care. The Hornets tend to match up very well against Detroit, 12-5 against the number in their last 17. Hold your nose, roll with the Hornets, and let's get the Honeybees on the road for your husband's sake. They need to start traveling.
Well, we see him every day on his Instagram feed. So don't you worry. The Honeybees are still very present in our life. Because okay, every time I look over my husband's shoulder, oh, surprise, the Honeybees posted another picture to their Instagram, which if you're wondering, it's the dance team for the Hornets. So ongoing beef with my husband about that. But we have some ongoing beef with the third member of our show, the Magic 8-Ball.
Holy crap. Magic 8-Ball.
That's right. We can never tell if the 8-Ball and us are actually friends or if he is just, you know, a piece of plastic that has no feelings, which is probably the case. All right, piece of plastic, what do you think about our picks today? I'm going to go with Air Force plus 11.5 at Nevada. Do we like it? 8-Ball says, don't count on it. Sounds like he was offended by me calling him a piece of plastic.
I guess so. My goodness. 8-Ball. Okay, fine. Well, I think you look great, 8-Ball. Nice and shiny. Go ahead. Go ahead. Shake it up. give me some positive vibes.
Let's see if flattery works. Hornets plus 1.5. Do we like it? 8-Ball says, outlook not so good.
Okay. So negative.
Flattery didn't work.
So negative. Yeah, not at all. Chelsea, do you have any leans at all? I got one more play in the NBA I'm going with tonight. Do you have one at all? Anything, just a gut play?
No. I wish there was a line out on that UNC-Duke game because I would take UNC, but I can't give it out if it's not available to bet on. So, no.
Okay, well, I got one more. I'm going to H-Town tonight. Raptors laying 5.5. Raptors minus 275 on the money line. Rockets plus 210. The Rockets have won two straight. Hoo-hoo, I don't care. This is an anomaly. And they've done it without Jalen Green and Kevin Porter Jr. It is not sustainable. You're still talking about the worst offense in the NBA, and the Raptors are 16-10 against the number on the road. They hit at a clip of 61%. By the way, Pascal Siakam should be on a tear tonight. Didn't make the All-Star team. He's averaging more than 25 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists per game. I think he makes a statement tonight against an awful Rockets team. Give me Raptors minus 5.5 in Houston. Yeah?
The Raps.
No?
I like it. I just sometimes I worry about the numbers if they are too inflated. But the Rockets are bad. Like, that's my analysis. The Rockets are a bad team. So I think I would side with you. I definitely don't think I could make the case for the Rockets.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.